Welcome to episode 78 of the BCF.org podcast, The Business of Business. I'm Brian Fisher. In the previous episode, 77, our guest was Eric Richter, discussing achievements, fulfillment, and burnout. This podcast series focuses on the various subjects and topics to help you run a successful, profitable business. They're approximately 10 to 15 minutes long, so you can listen while commuting. Hopefully, you'll find one or two takeaways to implement per episode. Today's episode discusses AI in marketing. Our guest is Kyle Stout. Based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kyle Stout is the founder of Elevate and Scale, a leading email marketing agency that helps direct-to-customer brands unlock hidden revenue and put their sales on autopilot while spending $0 in extra ad spend. Kyle's an expert on using email marketing to maximize revenue, leveraging AI to scale content production, and all things retention marketing. Kyle has more than a decade of experience in digital marketing, starting as a freelance copywriter where he honed his skills in brand storytelling and email marketing. Once he had developed a set of frameworks that worked consistently across different niches, he started Elevate and Scale, specializing in email marketing for e-commerce businesses. Kyle's a husband and proud girl dad. He can be found educating his audience on marketing strategies over his ever-evolving YouTube channel. Let's welcome Kyle Stout. Kyle, welcome to the BCF.org podcast, The Business of Business.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here today, Kyle. Kyle, I'm always interested in people's stories. What's your background in founding Elevate and Scale, a leading email marketing agency?
Well, I had started out as a freelance copywriter, and I was doing a lot of sales copy for different businesses. Mainly early on, I was writing the copy that's just on their website, doing some blogs. And over time, I started doing more with email marketing and writing copy for ads, things like that. And as time went on, I found that I really enjoyed the email marketing. And that was one area where I was really seeing the best results with my clients. So later, I went on to start an agency, and I first tried to do, I tried to be the all-in-one agency, tried to offer everything, and I quickly found out that it's very difficult to try to be great at everything and to hire people for different things that you don't specialize in. So I very quickly honed in on just email marketing, and that's what we've been focusing on ever since.
Boy, that's the truth. You can't be all things to all people.
No, definitely can't.
Well, what are the top three mistakes you see entrepreneurs are making with their email marketing that ends up costing them thousands of dollars?
Well, the first one is relying too much on discounts. So I noticed that a lot of people, I think that they have the sense that if I'm going to send this email out to people, they think that they're going to be annoying people, which is not the case. And they feel like, well, if I'm going to send an email, there has to be something special or people won't buy. And so they always revert to always including a discount in their emails. And the problem with that is you train people to only buy when there's a discount, and you're just eating into your margins when you don't actually need to do that. Whereas if you had a good, solid messaging strategy for your email marketing, you can get people excited, get them engaged, and generate sales without having to always include a discount. And then the second problem that I see pretty frequently is businesses not dialing in their email frequency. So I see this on both ends of the spectrum, where I think the obvious one is that where businesses are just emailing way too much. You know, they're just sending too many emails to their list, and people get annoyed and they either just start ignoring the emails or they just unsubscribe or click spam or something like that. But interestingly, on the other end of the spectrum, I see a lot of businesses where they have a big engaged list and they're not even emailing them hardly at all. And so they're not even tapping into the potential. So a big thing there is just testing that frequency. So whenever you notice the engagement metrics start to drop, so if your open rates, click rates start to fall, to maybe back off on that frequency. And if you're not sending emails at all, then start sending them. And then one last one that's just a really common one is people sending every email they send to everyone on their list. And what you really want to be doing is starting to create segments. As your list grows, creating different segments within your list where you group people by levels of engagement or past purchases, things like that, where then you can frame the email content to focus specifically on those segments. And so now you're able to send more emails, but not everyone on your list is getting all those emails, and the emails they are getting are more personalized to them.
Well, today's topic is using AI in marketing. But what are the ever-evolving strengths and weaknesses of AI when using it to generate email marketing content?
So AI, what I find it to be most useful for is doing market research, generating email topic ideas, and even writing rough drafts of email copy. And it's also great for generating alternative ideas for subject lines, headlines, things like that. The biggest weakness is that I have found, at least with where we're at today with AI, is that you still have to edit the copy for it to truly fit the brand of the company you're sending emails from. And if you're using these tools a lot, you'll notice that they tend to be repetitive whenever they're creating copy around the same topics. So you have to be creative with the inputs you give it. So for right now, I see it as a tool that's really useful for, you know, making us more efficient, but it's not something that just totally replaces all the work.
We're speaking with Kyle Stout, founder of Elevate and Scale. Kyle, how can your brand create emails your customers will open and want to receive?
This really goes back to the initial work that you have to do when it comes to anything with marketing, is that you need to spend some time up front researching your ideal customers so you can understand their pain points, their aspirations, their challenges, goals, all of that. And those things, if you use those as the topics or the marketing angles for your emails, you're going to have emails that are a lot more interesting because you're speaking more to them and you're focusing more on who you're selling to as opposed to what you're selling. For example, you know, if you sell jewelry, a pain point is that there are a lot of people who struggle to choose the jewelry that fits their personal style. So you can have an email where you give them tips on developing their personal style and you show them how to customize their jewelry or wear it in a certain way to match their personal style. And then you can link to the products that are relevant to that topic. So this way you've made the whole, you know, you're trying to sell these pieces of jewelry, obviously, but you've done it in a fun and interesting way so that even if they're not in the market to buy today, they learn something interesting and they're thinking, okay, well, you know what? If I'm not going to buy today, I at least am going to keep reading these emails because every time I open them, there's something interesting in there for me.
Well, following up on that, what's your secret sauce for high ROI emails?
Really, it comes down to it's trying to personalize the emails as much as you can. So, and also having just great quality copy and design. But the personalization, it comes down to really the stuff we've already talked about. So creating segments and then targeting those segments with topics that you know that those ideal customers really care about. And then really putting some attention and detail into the level of copy and design. Not every email has to have this really fancy design. What I would say is that you really want to have great copy. Design is optional. But if you're going to have these heavily designed emails, they need to look good because if the design doesn't look good, it ends up just being a distraction from the copy. It just ends up looking kind of cluttered and it just gives off the wrong impression. So if you don't have the resources or the skills in-house to do that, then there's nothing wrong with sending emails that are text only. And you would just want to really double down on making sure you have high quality copy. So you're really addressing the pain points. You use short sentences, short paragraphs. Don't write long essays that people have to read and make it easy for people to skim. And it's going to be a lot easier for people to consume your emails.
Sounds like you just want to make it easy to look at so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Exactly. Because, you know, the truth is you put all this work into writing these great emails and a lot of people just aren't going to read everything. They're going to read the headline. They're going to read the call to action. They're going to skip through a lot of the stuff. So you want to make it easy for them to skim so that hopefully they pick up some of those pieces along the way. And then, you know, if you make a good headline, good call to action, all that, and they are interested, a lot of times they will go back and read the whole thing. But we have to keep in mind that we have to assume that people aren't going to be reading everything. So we need to get them the information as easily as possible.
Well, we're all busy and we all get overloaded with email. So it has to be something that catches your eye.
Exactly.
Well, Kyle, what approach have you seen when businesses have actually implemented your AI marketing approach?
Well, so AI, this is something that we are doing internally for our clients. And what I would say is really it's saving us a lot of time. So it's not necessarily having a major impact on performance because we have creatives who are doing the copy and design and the AI is just not to the level that it can create better copy or designs. In fact, we don't use AI for design. It doesn't produce by itself copy that's better than what our copywriters do. What it's allowing us to do is be way more efficient and just be able to really save a lot of time in the initial market research phase that we're doing when we first onboard clients, and also just help us be more creative with coming up with different topics, different angles, and different ways of saying things. And it speeds up the process of creating emails. So we're able to just serve more people a lot better than we had in the past. So that's been the biggest thing for us with AI.
We're speaking with Kyle Stout, founder of Elevate and Scale. Kyle, is there anything I've not asked that you'd like to add?
I would say there's one thing that I like to bring up is the concept of brand story. So for businesses, there's actually a book you can read that provides a really useful framework. If you don't have a background in copywriting and you want to learn how to write better copy and just speak about your business and your products in a way that's more persuasive to people, it's called Building a Story Brand. And they have this framework they call the SB7 framework. And what that does is it shows you how to position your ideal customers as the hero of a story, and your products or services or your business is the guide that helps them achieve what they want. And it might sound kind of cheesy, but the way you actually put it to use makes your copy really relatable. And basically, if you follow that strategy, you will be using a bunch of psychological techniques without having to take the time to go learn all this stuff about copywriting and marketing psychology, and you're just getting the benefits from it. So that's something I think is really useful. I always recommend that to people. And that's something where once you learn that and you kind of have that frame of mind when you're creating emails or creating any marketing assets, it's really useful for, again, helping you be better at how do I speak about my brand and my products in a way that's actually interesting to people.
How can people get in contact with you, Kyle?
The best place to reach me is at elevateandscale.com. And if you want to learn more about email marketing, I put out videos on YouTube at the same handle. It's Elevate and Scale.
Kyle, thank you for joining us today on the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
My sincere thanks to Kyle Stout for joining us today. Managing the performance of your company is one of the most important things you do as a leader. This podcast is on over 20 directories. Subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. In search, type BCF ORG. Be sure to leave a space between BCF and ORG. Feel free to share this podcast with people who you think may benefit. A strong rating of these podcasts would be appreciated. If you'd like to reach out to me with any questions, comments, ideas, or potentially be a guest like Kyle, please go to bcforg.com. There's a red Contact Us button in the middle of the homepage. A LinkedIn symbol's on the upper right. Click on that if you'd like to see my profile. All the podcasts are available by clicking on the website podcast page in the reference bar. These podcasts will be released the first and third Tuesday each month. In the next episode, 79, our guest will be Dave Elsner, discussing customer-centric selling. In business, running a successful, profitable business is the ultimate scorecard. You're never done and can always be better. It tends to be more fun than work, frustrating at times, but can be very rewarding. From BCF ORG Corp, I'm Brian Fisher, wishing you the best. Thanks.